Paper 18. The Supreme Trinity Personalities. Supreme Trinity personalities are all created for specific service. They are designed by the Divine Trinity for the fulfillment of certain specific duties, and they are qualified to serve with perfection of technique and finality of devotion. There are seven orders of the Supreme Trinity personalities. 1. Trinitized Secrets of Supremacy. 2. Eternals of Days. 3. Ancients of Days. 4. Perfections of Days. 5. Recents of Days. 6. Unions of Days. 7. Faithfuls of Days. These beings of administrative perfection are of definite and final numbers. Their creation is a past event. No more are being personalized. Throughout the grand universe, these Supreme Trinity personalities represent the administrative policies of the Paradise Trinity. They represent the justice and are the executive judgment of the Paradise Trinity. They form an interrelated line of administrative perfection extending from the Paradise spheres of the Father to the headquarters worlds of the local universes and to the capitals of their component constellations. All Trinity origin beings are created in Paradise perfection in all their divine attributes. Only in the realms of experience has the passing of time added to their equipment for cosmic service. There is never any danger of default or risk of rebellion with Trinity origin beings. They are of divinity essence, and they have never been known to depart from the divine and perfect path of personality conduct. 1. The Trinitized Secrets of Supremacy. There are seven worlds in the innermost circuit of the Paradise satellites, and each of these exalted worlds is presided over by a core of 10 Trinitized Secrets of Supremacy. They are not creators, but they are supreme and ultimate administrators. The conduct of the affairs of these seven fraternal spheres is wholly committed to this core of 70 supreme directors. Though the offspring of the Trinity supervise these seven sacred spheres nearest Paradise, this group of worlds is universally known as the personal circuit of the Universal Father. The Trinitized Secrets of Supremacy function in groups of 10 as coordinate and joint directors of their respective spheres, but they also function individually in particular fields of responsibility. The work of each of these special worlds is divided into seven major departments, and one of these coordinate rulers presides over each such division of specialized activities. The remaining three act as the personal representatives of triune deity in relation to the other seven, one representing the Father, one the Son, and one the Spirit. Although there is a definite class resemblance which typifies the Trinitized Secrets of Supremacy, they also disclose seven distinct group characteristics. The 10 Supreme Directors of Divinington Affairs are reflective of the personal character and nature of the Universal Father. And so it is with each of these seven spheres. Each group of 10 resembles that deity or deity association which is characteristic of their domain. The 10 directors who rule Ascendington are reflective of the combined nature of the Father, Son, and Spirit. I can reveal very little about the work of these high personalities on the seven sacred worlds of the Father, for they are truly the secrets of supremacy. There are no arbitrary secrets associated with the approach to the Universal Father, the Eternal Son, or the Infinite Spirit. The deities are an open book to all who attain divine perfection, but all the secrets of supremacy can never be fully attained. Always will we be unable fully to penetrate the realms containing the personality secrets of deity association with the sevenfold grouping of created beings. Since the work of these supreme directors has to do with the intimate and personal contact of the deities with these seven basic groupings of universe beings when domiciled on these seven special worlds, or while functioning throughout the grand universe, it is fitting that these very personal relations and extraordinary contacts should be held sacredly secret. The Paradise creators respect the privacy and sanctity of personality, even in their lowly creatures. And this is true both of individuals and of the various separate orders of personalities. To beings of even high universe attainment, these secret worlds ever remain a test of loyalty. It is given us fully and personally to know the eternal gods, freely to know their characters of divinity and perfection, but it is not granted us fully to penetrate all of the personal relations of the paradise rulers with all of their creature beings. 2. The Eternals of Days. Each of the billion worlds of Havona is directed by a Supreme Trinity Personality. These rulers are known as the Eternals of Days, and they number exactly 1 billion, one for each of the Havona spheres. They are the offspring of the Paradise Trinity, but like the Secrets of Supremacy, there are no records of their origin. Forever have these two groups of all-wise fathers ruled their exquisite worlds of the Paradise Havona system, and they function without rotation or reassignment. The Eternals of Days are visible to all will creatures dwelling in their domains. They preside over the regular planetary conclaves. Periodically, and by rotation, they visit the headquarters spheres of the 7 superuniverses. They are close of kin to, and are the divine equals of, the Ancients of Days, who preside over the destinies of the 7 supergovernments. When an Eternal of Days is absent from his sphere, his world is directed by a Trinity Teacher Son. Except for the established orders of life, such as the Havona natives and other living creatures of the central universe, the resident Eternals of Days have developed their respective spheres entirely in accordance with their own personal ideas and ideals. They visit each other's planets, but they do not copy or imitate. They are always and wholly original. The architecture, natural embellishment, Marantia structures, and spirit creations are exclusive and unique on each sphere. Every world is a place of everlasting beauty and is wholly unlike any other world in the central universe. And you will each spend a longer or shorter time on each of these unique and thrilling spheres on your way inward through Havona to paradise. It is natural on your world to speak of paradise as upward, but it would be more correct to refer to the divine goal of ascension as inward. 3. The Ancients of Days. When mortals of time graduate from the training worlds surrounding the headquarters of a local universe and are advanced to the educational spheres of their superuniverse, they have progressed in spiritual development to that point where they are able to recognize and communicate with the high spiritual rulers and directors of these advanced realms, including the Ancients of Days. The Ancients of Days are all basically identical. They disclose the combined character and unified nature of the Trinity. They possess individuality and are in personality diverse, but they do not differ from each other as do the 7 Master Spirits. They provide the uniform directorship of the otherwise differing 7 superuniverses, each of which is a distinct, segregated, and unique creation. The 7 Master Spirits are unlike in nature and attributes, but the Ancients of Days, the personal rulers of the superuniverses, are all uniform and superperfect offspring of the Paradise Trinity. The 7 Master Spirits on high determine the nature of their respective superuniverses, but the Ancients of Days dictate the administration of these same superuniverses. They superimpose administrative uniformity on creative diversity and ensure the harmony of the whole in the face of the underlying creational differences of the 7 segmental groupings of the grand universe. The Ancients of Days were all trinitized at the same time. They represent the beginning of the personality records of the universe of universes, hence their name, Ancients of Days. When you reach paradise and search the written records of the beginning of things, you will find that the first entry appearing in the personality section is the recital of the trinitization of these 21 Ancients of Days. These high beings always govern in groups of 3. There are many phases of activity in which they work as individuals, still others in which any 2 can function, but in the higher spheres of their administration, they must act jointly. They never personally leave their residential worlds, but then they do not have to, for these worlds are the superuniverse focal points of the far-flung reflectivity system. The personal abodes of each trio of the Ancients of Days are located at the point of spiritual polarity on their headquarters sphere. Such a sphere is divided into 70 administrative sectors and has 70 divisional capitals in which the Ancients of Days reside from time to time. In power, scope of authority, and extent of jurisdiction, the Ancients of Days are the most powerful and mighty of any of the direct rulers of the time-space creations. In all the vast universe of universes, they alone are invested with the high powers of final executive judgment concerning the eternal extinction of will creatures. And all three Ancients of Days must participate in the final decrees of the supreme tribunal of a super-universe. Aside from the deities and their paradise associates, the Ancients of Days are the most perfect, most versatile, and most divinely endowed rulers in all time-space existence. Apparently, they are the supreme rulers of the super-universes, but they have not experientially earned this right to rule, and are therefore destined sometime to be superseded by the supreme being, an experiential sovereign, whose vicegerents they will undoubtedly become. The Supreme Being is achieving the sovereignty of the seven super-universes by experiential service, just as a creator son experientially earns the sovereignty of his local universe. But during the present age of the unfinished evolution of the Supreme, the Ancients of Days provide the coordinated and perfect administrative overcontrol of the evolving universes of time and space. And the wisdom of originality and the initiative of individuality characterize all the decrees and rulings of the Ancients of Days. 4. The Perfections of Days. There are just 210 Perfections of Days, and they preside over the governments of the 10 major sectors of each super-universe. They were trinitized for the special work of assisting the super-universe directors, and they rule as the immediate and personal vicegerents of the Ancients of Days. Three Perfections of Days are assigned to each major sector capital, but unlike the Ancients of Days, it is not necessary that all three be present at all times. From time to time, one of this trio may absent himself to confer in person with the Ancients of Days concerning the welfare of his realm. These triune rulers of the major sectors are peculiarly perfect in the mastery of administrative details, hence their name, Perfections of Days. In recording the names of these beings of the spiritual world, we are confronted with the problem of translating into your tongue, and very often it is exceedingly difficult to render a satisfactory translation. We dislike to use arbitrary designations which would be meaningless to you, hence we often find it difficult to choose a suitable name, one which will be clear to you and at the same time be somewhat representative of the original. The Perfections of Days have a moderate-sized corps of divine counselors, perfectors of wisdom, and universal censors attached to their governments. They have still larger numbers of mighty messengers, those high in authority, and those without name and number. But much of the routine work of major sector affairs is carried on by the celestial guardians and the high sun assistants. These two groups are drawn from among the trinitized offspring of either Paradise Havona personalities or glorified mortal finaliters. Certain of these two orders of creature trinitized beings are re-trinitized by the Paradise deities and then are dispatched to assist in the administration of the super-universe governments. Most of the celestial guardians and the high sun assistants are assigned to the service of the major and the minor sectors, but the trinitized custodians, trinity-embraced seraphim and midwayers, are the officers of the courts of all three divisions, functioning in the tribunals of the Ancients of Days, the Perfections of Days, and the Recents of Days. The trinitized ambassadors, trinity-embraced ascendant mortals of sun or spirit-fused nature, may be encountered anywhere in a super-universe, but the majority are in the service of the minor sectors. Before the times of the full unfolding of the governmental scheme of the seven super-universes, practically all administrators of the various divisions of these governments, excepting the Ancients of Days, served apprenticeships of varying duration under the Eternals of Days on the various worlds of the perfect Havona universe. The later trinitized beings likewise passed through a season of training under the Eternals of Days before they were attached to the service of the Ancients of Days, the Perfections of Days, and the Recents of Days. They are all seasoned, tried, and experienced administrators. You will early see the Perfections of Days when you advance to the headquarters of Splandon after your sojourn on the worlds of your minor sector, for these exalted rulers are closely associated with the 70 major sector worlds of higher training for the ascendant creatures of time. The Perfections of Days in person administer the group pledges to the ascending graduates of the major sector schools. The work of the Pilgrims of Time on the worlds surrounding a major sector headquarters is chiefly of an intellectual nature, in contrast with the more physical and material character of the training on the 7 educational spheres of a minor sector, and with the spiritual undertakings on the 490 university worlds of a super-universe headquarters. Although you are entered only upon the registry of the major sector of Splandon, which embraces the local universe of your origin, you will have to pass through every one of the 10 major divisions of our super-universe. You will see all 30 of the Orvontan perfections of days before you reach Uversa. 5. The Recents of Days. The Recents of Days are the youngest of the supreme directors of the super-universes. In groups of 3, they preside over the affairs of the minor sectors. In nature, they are coordinate with the perfections of days, but in administrative authority, they are subordinate. There are just 21,000 of these personally glorious and divinely efficient Trinity personalities. They were created simultaneously, and together they passed through their Havona training under the Eternals of Days. The Recents of Days have a core of associates and assistants similar to that of the perfections of days. In addition, they have assigned to them enormous numbers of the various subordinate orders of celestial beings. In the administration of the minor sectors, they utilize large numbers of the resident ascending mortals, the personnel of the various courtesy colonies, and the various groups originating in the infinite spirit. The governments of the minor sectors are very largely, though not exclusively, concerned with the great physical problems of the super-universes. The minor sector spheres are the headquarters of the master physical controllers. On these worlds, ascending mortals carry on studies and experiments having to do with an examination of the activities of the third order of the supreme power centers and of all 7 orders of the master physical controllers. Since the regime of a minor sector is so extensively concerned with physical problems, its 3 recents of days are seldom together on the capital sphere. Most of the time, one is away in conference with the perfections of days of the supervising major sector, or absent while representing the ancients of days at the paradise conclaves of the high Trinity origin beings. They alternate with the perfections of days in representing the ancients of days at the supreme councils on paradise. Meanwhile, another recents of days may be away on a tour of inspection of the headquarters worlds of the local universes belonging to his jurisdiction. But at least one of these rulers always remains on duty at the headquarters of a minor sector. You will all sometime know the 3 recents of days in charge of ENSA, your minor sector, since you must pass through their hands on your way inward to the training worlds of the major sectors. In ascending to Uversa, you will pass through only one group of minor sector training spheres. 6. The Unions of Days. The Trinity personalities of the Order of Days do not function in administrative capacity below the level of the super-universe governments. In the evolving local universes, they act only as counselors and advisors. The Unions of Days are a group of liaison personalities accredited by the Paradise Trinity to the dual rulers of the local universes. Each organized and inhabited local universe has assigned to it one of these Paradise counselors, who acts as the representative of the Trinity, and in some respects, of the Universal Father to the local creation. There are 700,000 of these beings in existence, though they have not all been commissioned. The Reserve Corps of the Unions of Days functions on Paradise as the Supreme Council of Universe Adjustments. In a special manner, these Trinity observers coordinate the administrative activities of all branches of the Universal Government, from those of the local universes up through the sector governments to those of the super-universe, hence their name, Unions of Days. They make a threefold report to their superiors. They report pertinent data of a physical and semi-intellectual nature to the recents of days of their minor sector. They report intellectual and quasi-spiritual happenings to the perfections of days of their major sector. They report spiritual and semi-paradisiacal matters to the ancients of days at the capital of their super-universe. Since they are Trinity origin beings, all of the Paradise circuits are available to them for intercommunication, and thus are they always in touch with each other and with all other required personalities up to the Supreme Councils of Paradise. A union of days is not organically connected with the government of the local universe of his assignment. Aside from his duties as an observer, he acts only at the request of the local authorities. He is an ex officio member of all primary councils and all important conclaves of the local creation, but he does not participate in the technical consideration of administrative problems. When a local universe is settled in light and life, its glorified beings associate freely with the Union of Days, who then functions in an enlarged capacity in such a realm of evolutionary perfection. But he is still primarily a Trinity ambassador and Paradise counselor. A local universe is directly ruled by a divine son of dual deity origin, but he has constantly by his side a Paradise brother, a Trinity origin personality. In the event of the temporary absence of a creator son from the headquarters of his local universe, the acting rulers are largely guided in their major decisions by the council of their Union of Days. 7. The Faithfuls of Days. These high Trinity origin personalities are the Paradise advisors to the rulers of the 100 constellations in each local universe. There are 70 million Faithfuls of Days, and like the Unions of Days, not all are in service. Their Paradise Reserve Corps is the Advisory Commission of Intra-Universe Ethics and Self-Government. Faithfuls of Days rotate in service in accordance with the rulings of the Supreme Council of their Reserve Corps. All that a Union of Days is to a Creator Son of a local universe, the Faithfuls of Days are to the Verondadex Sons who rule the constellations of that local creation. They are supremely devoted and divinely faithful to the welfare of their constellations of assignment, hence the name Faithfuls of Days. They act only as counselors. Never do they participate in administrative activities except upon the invitation of the constellation authorities. Neither are they directly concerned in the educational ministry to the Pilgrims of Ascension on the architectural training spheres surrounding a constellation headquarters. All such undertakings are under the supervision of the Verondadex Sons. All Faithfuls of Days functioning in the constellations of a local universe are under the jurisdiction of, and report directly to, the Union of Days. They do not have a far-flung system of intercommunication, being ordinarily self-limited to an inter-association within the limits of a local universe. Any Faithful of Days on duty in Nebadon can and does communicate with all others of his order on duty in this local universe. Like the Union of Days on a universe headquarters, the Faithfuls of Days maintain their personal residences on the constellation capitals separate from those of the administrative directors of such realms. Their abodes are indeed modest in comparison with the homes of the Verondadex rulers of the constellations. The Faithfuls of Days are the last link in the long administrative advisory chain which reaches from the sacred spheres of the Universal Father near the center of all things to the primary divisions of the local universes. The Trinity origin regime stops with the constellations. No such Paradise advisors are permanently situated on their component systems or on the inhabited worlds. These latter administrative units are wholly under the jurisdiction of beings native to the local universes. Presented by a divine counselor of Uversa.